Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. This is technique number 4, which is called 8 meditations. Meditation number 1 of the 8 meditations is the 7 treasures meditation. Chaito darpanam marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairavachandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purnamrita Swaranam Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Translation to Mahaprabhu's daily meditation number 1. Let there be all victory for Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleans the consciousness and extinguishes the fire of material existence. Chanting Sri Krishna Nam is the rising moon that causes the blossoming of the night-blooming white lotus of good fortune. Sri Krishna Nam gives life to the goddess of wisdom, transcendental knowledge. And Sri Krishna Nam expands the ocean of transcendental bliss. And Sri Krishna Nam enables one to taste the most fulfilling nectar at every step. And Sri Krishna Nam completely cleanses one's entire mind, body, and self. Within this meditation, number 1 are the 7 treasures. So meditation 1 is called the 7 treasures. So what are the 7 treasures or benefits from meditation number 1? It will give you inner peace and purity. Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Chaito Darpana Marjanam means, Chaita means chitta, or inner consciousness. The subconscious aspect of our identity will become cleansed. It's sort of a disk cleanup, a mental rebooting, malware removal. In Hindi, the word mal, M-A-L, means dirt or filth, as in lust and greed and envy. So chanting the Hare Krishna mantra makes our mind, heart, and consciousness nirmal, which means completely clean, pure, peaceful, and allows the soul's inner, innate bliss to arise and manifest within one. Chitta darpan means the mirror, darpan, of the consciousness, of the chitta. So chanting Hare Krishna removes samskaras, mental tendencies, and residual desires and impressions from this and prior lives. All those samskaras are cleared from the chitta. Why does Sri Chaitanya compare the chitta, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, to a mirror or darpan? In a dusty mirror, a mirror covered with dirt, you cannot see yourself or anyone standing behind you. So chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the mirror of the chitta becomes cleansed and free from the dust and dirt of material contamination. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. Then the chanting devotee, whose consciousness is marjan or pure, will see his or her true spiritual form in the mirror a pure citta, ceto dharpana margin, and consciousness, and see in that mirror of consciousness the beautiful form of Sri Krishna standing right behind you in the mirror of your consciousness. This is the first treasure of meditation, number one. The second treasure is it gives freedom from suffering. Chanting Hare Krishna, Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes the forest fire of material existence, the Maha Davagni, the great fire, the burning fire of material existence is extinguished by Sri Krishna's Sankirtan, Harinam Japa. Destruction, all the three kinds of miseries, Adi Atmika, Adi Bhautika, Adi Daivaka, miseries caused by my body and mind and heart, and the bodies and minds and hearts of other living entities and other persons, and the miseries of places and nature and things, all destroyed. And the four stages of sin, which are haunting, disturbing all of us, the bijam, kuta, aparabdha, and parabdha, which are burning us now and will burn us in future lives, all that will be extinguished. This is the second treasure of meditation number one. The third treasure is that chanting Hare Krishna creates good fortune. As if full moon rays illuminate the night, they cause the night-blooming lotus to blossom. Similarly, the all-pervasive cooling rays generated by chanting Sri Krishna Nam will cause the flower of good fortune to blossom in one's heart. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Shreya means Shreyas, long-term benefit, good fortune. The third treasure of Harinam Japa is good fortune. Fourth treasure, Sri Krishna Nam will give Radha's prema, Radha's love. And number four is described in meditation one, Vidya Vadu Jivanam. This is a metaphor to indicate the supreme knowledge, the topmost knowledge, which is Radharani's pure divine love, Mahabhav. And Radhika is that newly married bride, Vadu, Vidya Vadu, or the eternal divine consort, whose very life is Sri Krishna alone, Vidya Vadu Jivanam. This is the fourth treasure. Fifth treasure, Anand Ambudi Vardhanam. The fifth treasure of meditation one, Hare Krishna Japa, it will give one real inner satisfaction. By chanting Sri Krishna Nam, one will be submerged in an ever-increasing, day-by-day, boundless ocean of bliss. Anandam Bodhivardhanam. And the sixth treasure is one will taste absolute ambrosia from chanting Hare Krishna. Prati padam purna amrita swadhanam. Prati padam purna amrita swadhanam. With every step and every round of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Japa, one will fully taste and relish various rasas in one's relationship with Radha and Krishna within the Radha Krishna Yugal Maha Mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This treasure of meditation one will come at the stage of bhava. One will taste absolute ambrosia. And the seventh treasure of meditation one and gained by chanting Hare Krishna, the experience of 100% purity. In other words, as Mahaprabhu says, sarvatma snapanam. Snan means to bathe. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra completely bathes, cleanses, cools, and purifies one's mind and heart and entire existence. Upon attaining this divine state of 100% purity and spiritual perfection by Krishna Nam Bhakti Bhajan, one can become totally pure and then give transcendental happiness to Radha Govinda in the groves of Vrindavan. These are the seven treasures of meditation one. So in these seven treasures that are described in meditation one of the Shikshastakam, remembering these seven treasures and meditation number one of the eight meditation technique will help improve our faith in the holy name and deepen our attachment and conviction to chant it. Thus ends meditation number one of the eight meditations.